Daedalus is Dead by Seamus Sullivan. Read for you by Peter Ganim. For Mom, Dad, and Deirdre. Prelude. Where I'll begin. The walls proceed in straight lines and meet at right angles. Corridors beckon toward other corridors. Doorways frame empty rooms. The tops of the walls make a black ribbon of the sky. Stars glimmering like silver coins in still water. I turn corners and pass rooms. My legs ache, and the scars on my left arm burn with remembered pain. The moon is hidden by the walls, but its light paints the walls gray and black. I am not lost. I've been walking a long time. I am following, and I am followed. The smell of the sea draws me right at the fork. A slash of moonlight shows me a faint, dark stain on the flagstones up ahead. I ignore my groaning knees and crouch, knowing what I'll find. The print of your foot, the left one, damp with salt water. The heel of your right footprint astride away at the moonlight's edge. You're never far from me here. Then, a snort. Close by, still air drawn into wet nostrils once, twice. A deep sigh as the air steams back out between sharp teeth. He's one turn behind me, maybe two. A long, slow scrape of horn against stone. He can move unnoticed here when he wants to, quick and quiet as thought. Sometimes he lets me hear him. Part of the game. I may be dreaming, or dying, or I'm awake now and all the rest was a dream and we've always been here, you ahead, him behind. And her, of course, somewhere none of us can follow. Among the stars, maybe, looking down. He snorts. Breathes in my scent again, and his hooves clop around the corner, but I'm already up and running, ignoring the wrong turns and the blind corridors, looking for the next puddle of seawater, the next broken feather, the edge of your tunic disappearing around the next bend, and I'm sprinting now, never mind the steady, clopping hooves I can barely hear over the blood pounding in my ears, pounding with joy, because I've almost found you, can almost see your face and clasp you to me, and I have so many things to tell you after so long apart. I'm already thinking about what I'll say to you first, where I'll begin. There can't be anything worse. We push aside my workbench and tools to clear a space in the middle of the workshop. You help me fasten the wings to my shoulders and arms. Then you stand back as I extend my arms and flap once, twice, feeling the air resist as water resists an oar. A breeze rises, making my sketchbooks mutter. My diagrams and drawings rustle on the walls and scuttle across my drafting table. The stone floor is cool under my feet. Then it only touches the tips of my toes. Then it's gone, for with each flap, the wings crack like sails filling with wind, and I'm flying. Pigments and paintbrushes rattle in their boxes. Charcoals roll across the floor. My shoulders burn. The harness creaks, but holds. Your hair flies back like that of an oracle when the gods speak